From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is calling on the FBI to release all details of its review of new emails discovered in an investigation of disgraced Congressman Anthony Weiner. Speaking Saturday to supporters in Daytona Beach, Florida, Clinton said it was highly irregular for such a revelation to come out so close to the election.
We can't let this election in the last 10 days be about the noise and the distractions. It's got to be about what kind of country we want for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren.
Scrutiny of Clinton's email practices came back into the news when FBI Director James Comey told Congress Friday that newly discovered emails are pertinent to an inquiry into Clinton's use of a private server while Secretary of State. Comey gave few details and no indication that the new trove would change the FBI's decision in July not to prosecute Clinton. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told his supporters in Colorado that Clinton is corrupt and cannot be trusted to be president. Trump said that public corruption is a threat to democracy and erodes the faith people have in their government.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
Trump told the crowd that the FBI's review of Clinton's email practices raises everybody's deepest hope that justice, at last, can be properly delivered. This is VOA News. A new national poll released Saturday morning showed that Hillary Clinton's lead over her Republican rival Donald Trump had narrowed significantly even before the FBI disclosed it had new evidence about her use of a private email server. The ABC News Washington Post tracking poll showed Clinton clinging to a slim 47% to 45% lead over Trump among likely voters. That is a dramatic decline from her commanding 50% to 38% advantage less than a week ago. The latest poll results that showed Clinton losing ground were based on 4 nights of interviews that began Monday and ended Thursday, one day before the FBI said it had new evidence about Clinton's email scandal. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening a new front to the west. Iraqi troops approaching Mosul from the south advanced into Shura after a wave of U.S.-led airstrikes and artillery shelling against militant positions inside the town. Commanders said that most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week, using civilians as human shields, but added that U.S. airstrikes had disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. Iraqi soldiers and Kurdish forces, known as Peshmerga, are advancing on Mosul from the south, east, and north, capturing villages and disarming Islamic State booby traps. Iraqi officials said Saturday a suicide bomber targeting Shiite pilgrims killed at least 7 people and wounded more than 20 in the capital Baghdad. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Islamic State group has repeatedly targeted Iraq's Shiite majority and security forces. Syrian government forces and their allies launched a counteroffensive Saturday under the cover of airstrikes, trying to regain control of areas they lost to insurgents in the northern city of Aleppo. The government had reported Friday it pushed back a large attack on the south and west of the city, but the rebels and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group said insurgents had taken control of an entire suburb in the southwest corner of Aleppo. Syrian rebels continued their efforts Saturday to shake the city from a government siege. And 3 crew members on the International Space Station are scheduled to depart the orbiting outpost early Sunday morning. Expedition 49 Commander Anatoly Ivanishin of the Russian Space Agency and flight engineers Kate Rubens of NASA and Takuya Onishi of Japan's Space Agency will undock shortly after 0 hours. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.